What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It for our monthly update from the James River Valley Library System, we have Library Director Joe Rector. And Joe, welcome back to our show.
Hey, Warren. It's great to be here.
Well, and we always appreciate you stopping by and getting us up to date with programs, with the future of the Alfred Dickey Public Library and the James River Valley Library System. But we've been talking about it up to this point. Hoopla, which is a new sort of, I don't know, you want to call it maybe a system or a resource for the library, but very exciting. We're getting even closer to that now.
Yes. Hoopla is an online system where you'll be able to access over a million titles, and they'll be available immediately. You won't have to wait. It has books, audiobooks, movies, music. You're going to be really, really happy with the service. The library currently has about 100,000 physical titles, so you can see how much it's going to add to our collection, right, by adding over a million titles. And Hoopla is constantly expanding its titles, so keep coming back, keep checking. Digital future is endless. This is going to be great for anybody who may be too busy to get to the library, but also for people who are shut in. It's not going to be hard to do. You'll be able to do it. Call the library if you're feeling a little bit anxious about how you can do it, but also great for people who need some visual assistance, such as adjusting the size of the font. Very easy to do. You can adjust the screen background to different colors or different lights so that it's easy on the eyes. And then it has a great dyslexia-friendly format. They can use this. So we're just really, really excited about it. Students, you know, you're not going to have to wait for the bookmobile to come or whatnot if you need to have a book report on a particular topic. They even have a small but growing collection of manga and anime. Really want to recommend this. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think, too, Joe, is all they need to access this is a library card with the James River Valley Library System.
That's correct. And they can borrow up to 7 titles per month.
Wow.
And if they really want to use a lot, there are binge boxes available on this, and so it's one checkout for the whole binge. So that's great. The binge boxes are particular topics,
okay,
that people would like, and so you get this topic, and then you can spend actually a lot of time taking a deep dive into that topic. So 7 items per month, and it begins April 1st. And that's not an April Fool's joke. It's just a good way for people to remember when it starts, April 1st.
Absolutely. This is a very exciting development for the Alfred Dickey Public Library. So ask them about Hoopla. And again, people may have questions about that, Joe. How do I get connected with Hoopla? Very easy to get started if they're curious, right?
Yes. Go to the library website on April 1st, jrvls.org. And it will just walk you through how to access Hoopla. But if you're having trouble, call the library for help getting started. That's 252-2990.
Absolutely. Now, I know the library has had online service as well, Joe, before Hoopla. Hoopla is just expanding that. And it sounds like you're not going to be moving away from that other system as well, right?
Correct. The other system is called Libby, and a lot of people use Libby. Libby is going to remain with us going forward. Libby has more of the bestsellers.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for those cutting edge things, the things that just came out. But the problem with Libby is that you often have to wait for the bestsellers because we're in a consortium of North Dakota libraries. We all kick in the money for Libby, but Libby only allows one person to use it at a time. So one person in Fargo or one person in Minot means that you have to wait. Now, sometimes those waiting lists can be long, despite the fact that we try to buy multiple copies of these bestsellers for the consortium. Right, right. So Hoopla, if you want something right away, that's where you need to go.
Okay. I do like that. It opens up that a little bit more. I'll remind everybody, Joe Rector, again, is the library director here on Let's Talk About It. So whether it's Libby or Hoopla, the JRVLS staff is willing to help you out there. And Joe, last time you were on, let's talk about that physical space. That online space is great, but we know the library wants to remain and continue serving that way. Recently, that space needs study is what we talked about. Any developments there for the library right now?
We've been working really hard on the space needs study. Mm-hmm. We're getting close to being finished. We have a building committee that met yesterday and voted support for the draft of the study. So it's not final yet. The library board is what's going to finalize it. But I look at the study as kind of an ongoing document. It's a start. It tells us what we believe we need and what our community believes that we need going forward. We've had a lot of community input. We're really thankful to the building committee, which is just volunteers from the community who are willing to come together and say, hey, we want to advise the library on what library facilities be in the future. But this gives us a framework for what we need. What kind of space are we talking about? What types of programs and events and services do we want to offer in the future? That's what the study is all about.
This is not something that a few meetings will cover. This is going to be a long process. There's still a few more months of work to get done, maybe even a year or more to get something done, right?
Well, the space needs study, we hope to get that done quickly.
For sure.
Possibly in the next month. But what comes next is a discussion of the future of the library, how the space needs study fits in. We take the square footage numbers mm-hmm. that the space needs study has identified, and we say, well, how can we meet the square footage for our library system?
Very good. So that's continuing on. And right now, I guess the question is, what does the future for ADPL look like? The Alfred Dickey Public Library.
So the library board is going to be having a retreat in the near future. We're going to be deciding what the library board's vision is for the future of Alfred Dickey Public Library. It's going to be an open meeting. It'll be accessible to the public. We'll be announcing it through the Jamestown Sun and online and Facebook and so on so that people know. I'll probably be back here next month talking about when this meeting will take place. But, you know, Alfred Dickey Library was refurbished for its centennial in 2019. We replaced the roof, installed LED lighting. We shored up the foundation, which was crumbling. We put in new carpet paint, did a bunch of other things. It's a beautiful building on the National Historic Register. Mm-hmm. We're really proud that it's our library and it's part of our history. So whatever the board decides, it's important to make sure that Alfred Dickey Library remains a vital part of our community. I think everybody agrees on that. So I'm really excited for the future of our library system, and I'm sure a great plan will emerge.
Absolutely. And that committee doing some great work, the space needs study continuing. And like Joe said, hopefully getting that done soon. And as part of that, Joe, I was really excited to learn that it's not just sitting and looking at what we have. It's maybe taking inspiration from other libraries. And it sounds like that's what you and the committee has been doing in the past couple of weeks here.
Yes, several of us visited various libraries in this region. We even went down to Aberdeen, South Dakota to see their new library that's 5 years old, mm-hmm. see what they've done, try to learn from that. But we visited Minot Public Library. It's a fabulous library with great meeting spaces, maker spaces, natural light. We had Ward County Library, which is a new building within their Ward County office building. Okay. And again, it's a beautiful library. West Fargo, beautiful open spaces. Grand Forks, that's remodeled and refurbished in the last couple years. Creative seating options. They even have an indoor slide for kids of all ages. You'd be amazed. So Morton Mandan Library has a new addition. It's a bookmobile facility, a great meeting space for 200 to 300 people. Bismarck Public Library, which is a fabulous library. They have a new teen space that was designed by teenagers themselves.
Yeah.
So, and then Aberdeen, great open floor plan, great natural light. So sure. We really, really benefited from seeing what these other libraries are doing.
And that can just guide us into the next point you wanted to make here too, Joe, is, and I did notice that when you mentioned these libraries, there's some new ones in there, which is very exciting. But obviously with those new ones, you're seeing some benefits that we could maybe see in our own public library system.
Yes. What we saw is great natural light. You know, we have a lot of natural light in Alfred Dickey Library through the stained glass windows. We would want to continue that for the people of Stutzman County. It has open floor plans, which means that the space can be reallocated in the future. But it also means that it feels more connected to the whole community and not just segmented. There are distinct spaces for children, teens, and adults within those open floor plans. So just because each group has a space doesn't mean that they're must be walls between those spaces.
Sure.
There's lots of technology, maker spaces, which include old and new technology. So sewing machines, so many people don't have them, but they may need them. You know, a 3D printer, so many people don't have them. So it's a mix of the old and the new. Comfortable patron spaces with creative seating. How many people like to sit on the exact same type of chair no matter where they go?
Yeah, right.
We really need to learn from coffee houses, things like that, that have comfortable spaces. And we need to create that in the library. But then another really important point is green spaces. Green spaces are super important for people. It just helps our state of mind, our a feeling of well-being. And so we need that. Just a really quick anecdote. I saw a gentleman at the Minot Library and he had two little girls with him. I saw them going around to various different sections of the library while we were touring that. And he asked me, so what are you doing? I see you taking a bunch of pictures and everything. And I told him what I was doing. Then he said, you know, I was a kid. I used to come to the library all the time. Then I stopped. I got busy. I was an adult, so on and so forth. He said, but then I've got these two girls now and the girls bring me back. He said, every time I've got my girls, I'm bringing them back to the library. We can do a maker space. We can check out games. We can check out puzzles, video games, books. We can read books in the library. There are little play areas. So that's what we want to replicate for Jamestown and Sussman County.
Absolutely. What, very inspirational, too, knowing that, you know, a father who maybe goes away from the library gets brought right back. And just the way in the future of the library, which we've always touched on, Joe, just really opening up that for our younger generation as well. Now, a newer expanded library for us, now with some of those things in mind, what's kind of the thought process? I'm sure, again, you touched a little bit on the natural light of Alfred Dickey, which is great, but what does the future space maybe look like for us here in Sussman County?
I think there are going to be more programming and meeting spaces. I think programming is the future of the library. It's all about people learning things, people interacting, and not that books are ever going to be unimportant, but I think it's going to be people spaces.
For sure. There'll
be a balance of books and e-materials. A lot of people may not come into the library for their books anymore, but they come in to interact with people. I think there should be a traditional look, but very high quality. We don't want to cut corners. Providing space for people is really, really essential. Nice seating, you know, the opportunity to play video games, the opportunity to have creative collections like our library of things, our seed library, our video games library. These are all things that a library of the future will provide and more.
Joe Rector again, James River Valley Library System Director, joining us here on Let's Talk About It. You're just so good at segues, Joe, because then that guides us into here. Programs at the library, having that space to do things like that. You have some wonderful ones coming up. This cookbook club, too, was one that got me really excited. I like this one.
Yes, we have a cookbook club. It's going to meet on the second Tuesday of every month at 6:30 p.m. You've got to get registered because there's limited space. You use the library cookbook. You check that out. You make a dish from the cookbook and serve it to the group.
Super fun.
So really, really fun. There will be themes every month. So check it out and have a little potluck, you know. Other thing is in-person story time on Thursdays, Alfred Dickey Public Library, 10 a.m. Then something that's been going on, but I haven't highlighted it on the radio before. We have a book club that meets in person. It's the last Tuesday of every month. So you need to call to join. We provide the books every month. And we currently have about 12 people awesome. In this group. And we'd like to expand it if you're interested. So for more info, check our calendar online at jrvls.org.
Great website to go to, that nice renewed website, I think, that was just unveiled earlier this year, Joe. Great website to go check out. But if they do have questions, because some people like prefer maybe in person or over the phone, you're also available those ways too, right?
Yes, you can ask us questions on our Facebook page, James River Valley Library. You can call 252-2990 for Alfred Dickey and 252-1531 for Sussman County Library.
Okay, and one more time, website jrvls.org. Joe, it's always a pleasure to get to talk to you and learn what's happening at the library. Anything else come to mind or anything else you'd like to mention?
Hey, we'd just love to see you in the library. You know, our patron use has been down a little bit from COVID, but I think people are bouncing back and really want you to see the changes that we're making and the collection we have. You can browse, you can find so many things that you didn't even know you need, but you do need them.
Again, changing the game with Libby and Hoopla. Those are just really opening up that world as well. Joe, thank you again so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Warren.